Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
All right, day flyer on the Super Bowl Sunday on 720 WGN. So Kevin Matthews is Chicago radio royalty. For decades, he shared his unique theater of the mind brand of comedy through his original wit and self-effacing humor, along with somebody who is legendary really in his own mind, and that is Jim Shorts, who will be sharing his pigskin picks for Super Bowl Sunday. And live from his studios in Michigan is Kevin Matthews. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Dave. Chicago.
I am always so damn excited to talk to you. Is it wrong for two men?
No, not at all. Not at all. Let me take my shirt off, and here I got would you like some hot cocoa with those marshmallows?
Marshmallows would be nice. Yes, they would.
Nothing wrong with that.
You are no stranger to overnights, my friend. That's kind of where you started here in Chicago, right?
You know, this world of darkness that we are in,
yes.
You folks that are listening, this is a special time of the day. It's dark. It's slowed down. Management, they're all little rats are asleep. You know, it's just a great time. I love the overnight.
But you probably remember people when you were doing that, you know, you had regular listeners, you had regular call-ins, you had regular texters, whatever it might be.
Right.
I know around 4 o'clock in the morning, Jimmy the Bread guy is going to be texting me.
There you go. And, you know, there was a guy, and I do not remember his name. He big in New York in the 60s, and he was like on a public service radio station. But he would do this at night, and then he would weave in some really, like Miles Davis or John Coltrane, some jazz. And it was just,
I like that.
It was like he was a street sweeper of filth and dirt. Audience nobody wants.
So what are your plans for the big game tonight, buddy?
Not much. Jim's into it. I guess I'm going to watch it with my wife. That's pathetic because she could care less.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but there's entertainment. There's commercials
this time of year. Yeah. I'll watch the Super Bowl. I'm getting ready for the Masters.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's
that
fair.
To me is the rite of spring passage of Masters.
Yeah.
And I can't help but laugh. Tiger Woods, he's playing such crappy golf. He just...
Yeah.
I think I could beat him. And I've got MS.
Oh, man.
It's really bad. He's balding.
Yeah.
He's starting to get a gut.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has to carry his own bag.
He's not the Tiger we knew.
No, yeah. He's not at all.
Wouldn't it be great if it was that time of life where you were doing your golf outings and Tiger Woods showed up to this thing?
He probably could. He needs the money. You know, we'd pay you.
The hookers.
Yeah, we'll give you, you get ball washers and here's a grand. And here's tickets. You get two tickets for the buffet.
I love that.
Loser.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Jimmy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just taking notes, but yeah.
Taking notes.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, I hear he's running a go-kart. It's a putt-putt course in Jupiter with O.J. Simpson. All the go-karts are Broncos.
Oh, man.
And it's fun. But he is Tiger of old, we'll never see him again.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Hey, what are you doing at the casino? Big plans for your guests for the Super Bowl? You got a big buffet?
Everybody, we're going to be streaming live from my casino on Beaver Island. It's on an Indian reservation. And we got a double wide gambling sports book. And we'll take your bet on the Philly in New England.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That sounds like a good time, man. All right, so Super Bowl Sunday, Patriots, Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, Eagles finished the regular season 13-3. Both had a bye in the first round playoffs. Both won two playoff games on their home turf. Yeah. What are your picks, buddy?
Here we go. Unlike other sports, if you have been listening to sports announcers, reporters, sports stations, and all these geeks that are behind the mic that have never played the game. They're fat. They got kicked. They were, you know, kicked off a team, or they didn't make the cut in high school, and they certainly didn't play in college or the pros. They're all telling you just stupid stuff like what to watch for.
Yeah.
How do they know? The game hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So I hate that.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll listen to me. I got right now, and I said this at the beginning of the year, that the New England Patriots would win the Super Bowl. And I love the fact that, you know, Brady is just ramming it into the NFL and to Goodell. And I just hope he keeps winning to just rub it in, rub it in, rub it in.
I like your attitude. Yeah.
Nick Foles. Here, you know, Carson Wentz, he gets injured, the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Nick, either at the start of the game, either he's going to come out and perform or it'll go south.
I think he only started two games this season, regular season games, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Now, here's the thing. This is what I predicted. This is what I want you to watch for. Philly, their defense is going to come out. They haven't been to a Super Bowl, okay? This is the franchise first if they win, and they're not. But the defense is going to come out. They're hyped. They're going to make mistakes. Penalties the first quarter, second, in the half. Penalties against the defense. And you give that opening to Tom Brady and Belichick, they'll kill you. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
And if Philly's got to play right at the start, like they're 14 points ahead, and hang on to it. But I see a lot of penalties because of the immaturity of the Philly line. And I just got Brady winning again.
Do you, Jimmy, do you believe in all the superstitions surrounding sports and all the little things that people come up with and bets in Vegas and stuff? I'm looking at this. New England is the home team for the game, and they'll wear white jerseys. And, and they say when they were wearing white in the past Super Bowls, the Patriots are 3-0.
Yeah.
In the last 13 games, teams are 12-1 when they're wearing white jerseys. And
yeah, I saw that side bet, too, and I believe all that stuff.
Really?
That's how come they're wearing white. You know Belichick is saying, okay, we're suiting up in white. Yeah.
I think the Eagles, when they're wearing green, that's the same thing for them. I think it's like they've won 12 games consistency when they've worn green, and that's what they're going to be wearing at the Super Bowl. So, I mean, they're both kind of in the same spot, I think, with that. Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the Philadelphia Eagles, their fans, most of them are going to hell. So they're cursed already. They deviate people. But you're absolutely right, them side bets. You know, and Brady, he's been to the Super Bowl 8 times. This could be his 6th win. They tie. Steelers are the only franchise team in history, football history, that has won 6 times. So this means something to Brady, too. He wants to prove to Goodell and the NFL, you're wrong against me. And all these people that say, well, in New England, they cheat, the balls are soft and stuff. Why don't you learn how to cheat, you other teams, because you're doing something absolutely great. If you want to say they're cheating, I don't. It's the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, being the big, you know, legendary sports guy that you are, have you been offered tickets to the game? I'm assuming you have, but you got to.
I do. Minnesota. I'm sorry. I don't want to go there. I just don't want to go there. That town smells like fish. It smells like pikes and trout.
What's the temperature in Beaver Island for this?
Beaver Island. I tell you, it's under 20 degrees. But you fly in. You can't take a boat because of the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're on the island, and you know, with the Indian reservation, we got medical marijuana, medical meth. You can get M80s. You get everything you want up there. And leave the kids, too. We don't want you to bring kids.
If you do,
we got, like, abandoned cars we put the kids in for daycare. It's really nice. And by the way, if you want the buffet that we have, I tested on the air a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
Them Tide pet pods, Tide detergent.
Got those on there? Yeah.
Well, they're delicious with ranch dressing.
What's the matter with you?
They're delicious with ranch dressing. So we got the buffet at that. They're right next to the hard-boiled eggs, and it's going to be the food. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds fantastic.
We got a prison chef that was released out of Joliet years ago. He's our head cook, and he's
love it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Yeah. That sounds nice. Hey, I got to ask you, though, Jim. Now, NFL ratings, they've been talking about, been down 21% this whole season.
Yeah.
And now we're talking tonight, the most watched program on television of the year. Do you think ratings will drop? And what are your thoughts on all this political messaging and protesting?
You know what? Here we go.
Yeah.
What do I say? I love our military. And, you know, when the military has to pay the NFL to run their ads, again, this is the curse. People are tired of these idiots, celebrities. You know what? Your court jesters make me laugh, entertain me, or die, okay?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon is bringing his football league back. I'm telling you what.
Yeah, XFL, yeah.
People just want to be entertained and have fun.
Find Kev, will you? I'd like to talk to Kev.
I'm right here, Derek.
All right. Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Yeah. So did you hear this? Ticket price is $500. There was an online price for a ticket as of this morning for $66,000.
You're right. Sure. Count me in. Talk about a disappointment. I saw somebody from Philly put $1 million down for the Eagles.
Wow.
Wow, there's $1 million lost.
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, though, I'll be very honest. I kind of get... I'm kind of sick of seeing the Patriots win. I'm always for the underdog here. And they said Vegas bets, you know, obviously it's in favor for the Patriots, but there's a lot going on with the Eagles. People would love to see the Eagles win their first Super Bowl.
4.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
And again, the Eagles defense is going to cause penalties at the beginning. And that you don't do that with Brady.
No. Nope, you don't. You don't. You don't do that. Kev, you're coming back to Chicago, buddy. I want to fit this in, man. You wrote this best-selling book last year called Broken Mary, a tremendous retrospective of your life and your spiritual journey. And the thing that I learned from the book and a little bit about myself is, you know, it's so genuine, it's so honest, but in some way we're all broken, and it's inspirational in so many ways.
I am very, very proud of that book, and I didn't write it to preach. I didn't write it to look at me. I just needed, that was my confession. I just needed to just be raw. It's not a thick book because we cut to the chase. And what I love about it is, we're all broken, but we are loved more by God. And I have just adore the mother of Jesus. Mary, I just adore her, and boy, you get around her, folks, and she'll take care of you like a mom.
But you're doing really cool things with it, too. I mean, you're taking the statue, and you're going speaking, really, around the country. I mean, you're doing all kinds of cool things.
People can take the statue into, and they have hospice, intensive care. She's going to tour prisons. She represents us all. She's a broken statue I found next to a dumpster, and I let her just, she is as she is. Her hands are broken. She's just a special, beautiful statue that represents Mary, and it's amazing how people are, what happens when they get around this statue, because this statue is just that. It's a statue.
Well,
it's the statue of Mary, and the presence of Mary is all around the statue.
And there's Catholic churches all around the country like picking up this book as like major reads for their parish. We're doing that at St. Juliana. With that said, you're coming back to Chicago Sunday, March 4th. And I got, folks, you got to write this down. Sunday, March 4th, St. Juliana Parish in Chicago, 3:30 in the afternoon. The event is free. It's a conversation with Kevin Matthews and a discussion of the book Broken Mary. You're actually going to do some readings at the church too, which is very cool, and stick around for Mass. But I mean, this is a great opportunity. If you haven't seen, you know, Kev in a while, you can see him live. He'll do a little book signing, a little meet and greet too. But your presentation is as powerful as the book itself, and I think people are really going to love being there and seeing you.
How I found this statue is no coincidence. It truly is a miracle. It's a miracle that continues day after day after day after day. And when you connect all the dots, it's amazing. And it is for everybody. I'm not any better than anybody that fills those pews. And it's a night of encouragement, true encouragement, to actually witness the miracle of Mary, her son, our Creator, is a powerful night.
I love your passion behind all this, Kev. And again, Kev will be at St. Juliana Parish in Chicago. It's on the Northwest Side, Sunday, March 4th, 3:30 p.m. And meet and greet, autographing his book. The event is free. And for more, you can visit stjuliana.org. And we'll also post this information at wgnradio.com. Jimmy, always a pleasure talking to you as well, pal.
Yeah, thank you, Dave, and all you Chicago people, and I love you. I love you.
Are you coming up with Kev?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm Lutheran, okay?
All right.
We go to church once every 5 years. whatever.
Well, why don't you just come up, at least sit in the car, wait for Kev.
I could do that. I could Uber over and then just have the Uber idiot sit there.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Kev, as well.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. News is next on 720 WGN.